host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a Ginsu knife in a box full of sporks, baby. Welcome to the greatest day of your life. It is 8-20-20. That's right. Thursday, August 20th, right in the big year, 2020. Boom, boom, and we're fighting back, baby. Today, we fight back right here on 1520 WCHE, just like we do every single week at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For all those friends and fine fellows and women out there that are live streaming global, hey, it's time to wake up. This is where we take control. This is where we fight back. And this is the greatest weekly show, period, when you're talking about, little clause there after the period, when you're talking about mindset, attitude, positivity, everything you want, everything you need to smash your goal, start dreaming again, get your feet on the floor, get out of bed, make things happen. That's what I'm talking about, man. We did not show up not to lose. We're not playing not to lose. We're playing to win every single time, all out. And I'm glad that you are here. I'm glad that you're listening. I'm glad that you are part of the Get Up Army. That's right. I just enlisted you. It was a draft. You've been drafted into the Get Up Army. Congratulations, soldier. I love it. Marching orders. Hey, how is your summer going? We're about to turn the corner into fall. We got stuff going on. I feel so good getting back into the studio here. I'm sitting here looking at Jack Attack, who's right across from me, working the boards, making everybody sound good here on the talk of Chester County, 1520 WCHE. Witchy. And I got to tell you, man, this show, I'm going to tell you what's going on with this show. I'm going to tell you what you can expect in the next hour. I'm going to tell you about the guests that we're not going to have. I'm going to tell you, talking about fighting through adversity and the enchilada, if you will, that I'm going to serve you up nice and hot is we're going to be talking about confidence, attitude, and ego and how you can benefit from this today, because we all need to be benefiting, right? Right. That's what we need, man. We need to be lifting each other up. We need some more positivity. Right before we jumped on the show, Jack said to me, he goes, it's funny how the news, we do the news right before your show. He goes, because the news is so negative nowadays, and we go from the negative, and then we go to this show, which is so positive, and it's so uplifting, and it's so high energy. And you know what? That's what we do, man, unapologetically. We don't apologize for being extra. We don't apologize for trying to light it up. So speaking about that, let's talk about how we can connect. If you're out there on any social media, I'm there. Reach out. Let's do this. I'm on Facebook, Insta, Snapchat, YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok. Forget it. Everywhere. I got a platform. So let's connect out there. That's what it's about. It's about connecting and lifting each other up. And I'll talk about social media at the back, right in the middle of the show here before we hit a break. I'm going to bring Jack on. I want to talk some thoughts on social media. But, yo, while we're doing the social media, go out on your World Wide Web and check out MarkHayford.com. That's Mark with a C. While you're out there, yo, there's videos. There's all kinds of things that links and just different interviews and segments that you could check out, listen to, and you could check out all three of my number one books. Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life, which went number one in Amazon in the self-help category, as did 365. That's my daily thought of the day book. 365 days of encouraging you to attack life. And my brand new number one book, which is in front of me, and I'm so freaking excited. I'll get to that in a second. It's Light Up the Darkness. Light Up the Darkness went number one in was an Amazon new bestseller. They give you the little sticker on that. It's so shiny and beautiful, and it never gets old. Went number one in sports psychology on Amazon, and it went top 10 in NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and in self-help. So this one's breaking the mold, baby. Light Up the Darkness. You can pick them all up on MarkHayford.com or just go out to Amazon.com. If that's easy, if you're going to buy like an umbrella and rainbow shoes and a G.I. Joe and a coffee mug, and you can pick up Light Up the Darkness, right? Because you like shopping from home. I know you do. Yo, how about this? If you're into podcasting, we got the Get Up podcast. So when this show ends at 1:59 p.m. today and you're like, no, Hayford, don't go. Yeah, don't worry. Every day I got you, boo. It's the Get Up podcast. It is organic. There are no filters. If I hiccup, you hear it. But it is mindset, attitude, positivity times 10. It's like drinking out of the freaking fire hose. And it's exactly what you need to be injecting yourself with. Inject yourself with some awesome every day. That is the Get Up podcast. You can hear it on SoundCloud right now, but very soon you can expect this daily podcast to bounce out on all platforms. I'm talking Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you're listening to your favorite podcast, it's going to be out there. But for now, go to SoundCloud.com, check out the Get Up podcast. And this, Justin, this is going to tie into a lot of things we need to talk about here today, a lot of segments. So Audible, if you like audiobooks, because I love that. I like to, you know, read a book so I can highlight, dog ear, underline stuff, have it physically in my hand, something tangible. But I will tell you, man, I've probably, quote unquote, read, or should I say, listened to more audiobooks than I've physically read books, because you can just get more done. Driving here and there, being busy, errands, running kids around, doing stuff, folding your socks, right? Yeah, you can put on Think and Grow Rich. You can listen to Get Up, encouraging you to attack life. So here you go. On audible.com, Get Up's out there. And Light Up the Darkness will be coming. Will be coming. Out there on Audible soon. And don't worry, when it happens, I'll let you know. You can believe that, man. I just spent over, I don't know. This one went a lot smoother. When we went in to record Get Up, that was like 20-something hours in the studio. That was some tough sledding, because I never did an audiobook before. And, you know, my producer, the great Carl Bonner, we worked it out, and that one came out amazing, and that was all him. You know, I did the content, but he kind of led the charge there, how to work it out in the studio. Well, Light Up the Darkness only took us a couple of days, because after you got your mojo down and you can just kind of flow, you know, we went in there and just tore it up. For real, it was like, and we knew it too. We knew how to work together. So this one's going to be fun. I can't wait to hear the final project. They're working on the back end non-studio portions of it as we speak. And this is pretty cool. So here's some, so I will say some things about Light Up the Darkness here and what I've been getting from people. I mean, I'm seeing people quoted on Instagram, quoted on Facebook. I've seen some stuff on LinkedIn, about the book, and I just got this email. I'm looking at it right now. I have not had the chance to respond yet, but I will today. And I won't say the name, but it's one of the assistants that has been working on the audiobook, and they thanked me for the opportunity to be a part of the project. And something they said was that, wow, the book, the message of Light Up the Darkness resonated with this individual in such a strong way. It's been in a bit of a creative funk due to all this craziness in 2020, and he thinks he got out of the rut by actually listening to Light Up the Darkness. I mean, it's insane. Like that's humbling when I hear that. You got these ideas that are in your head and they can serve people for greater good and lift people up. My friend Kim, who's in Virginia, she's a head of her department at one of the banks that I'm not going to say the bank's name, but they do a book club. And she said, listen, for all the employees, I need a bunch of Light Up the Darkness. So I said, okay, I signed a bunch of copies, which I'll get to in a minute, sent them out to her. And she said that she was like, look, I love the book. It's great. And then she messaged me in Facebook with this picture. And I'm like, what the heck is this? And it's an envelope that looks like a freaking dump truck ran over it. So I'm like, what is this? And she goes, this is crazy. She goes, I took your book and mailed it to someone, one of your autographed books. And it went through the USPS, the United States Postal Service, right? The book must have, the mailman must have dropped the book or something and literally ran over the book. So it looked like it was run over by a truck, and it was. There was like tire tracks and the envelope was all tore apart, she said. But the book was in perfect condition. It was untouched. She goes, you really did light up the darkness with that. So thank you, Kim, for helping spread the message and spread the word. I think it's awesome. And thank you, everybody out there. It's been giving all the support to this show, to the books, to the podcast, everything that's going on. I believe that especially this year now more than ever, we need uplifting. We need to get our minds right, to have the right mindset, the right attitude, to have positivity, man. Positivity is so freaking powerful. I say this every week, and I'm not going to stop as long as there's breath in my lungs. So many people mistake positivity. They think being positive is all like, you know, cupcakes and puppies and rainbows, and it's cute, and it's wearing rose colored glasses and being oblivious that the sky's falling down. No, that's not what positive is. Positive is being mentally strong. It's committing to the fact that you are going to plow through, that you know problems are coming and you're going to eat them for freaking breakfast. That's what being positive is, knowing that you're going to fight through stuff, knowing that you're going to win no matter what, no matter what. Did you hear what I said? No matter what. With a limitless mindset, that's being positive. That doesn't sound like glitter and cupcakes and rose-colored glasses, right? No. That's constantly scratching, crawling, looking, getting knocked down 50 times, getting up 51, right? That's being positive. So we need that message more, and I'm all about waving the flag for it, shouting it from the mountaintops, and I appreciate everybody in the Get Up Army that has my back and has for the past couple years since the release of Get Up when this really started, this whole revolution. And, man, there's so much going on. I'm exhausted. I'm excited. I'm just for the future that's coming. I keep seeing all these things on social media about how 2020 sucks, and you know, with everything that's been going on, and how everything is, it's going to be coming up, and we'll get to that in a bit. But you know what? I think we got to lean into the positive. I really do. There's so much opportunity. So here's an example. Okay. There's a lot of things that are going to happen that you don't want to have happen. And there's a lot of things that may happen that you may not have planned to happen. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of times when you want something really bad and it doesn't work out the way that you want it. And I kind of look at that like rejection is God's protection. For real. Because there's so many times where I've wanted certain situations to work certain ways or certain outcomes to happen. And if had they happened the way that I wanted them to, I wouldn't have been able to receive or be available to receive the bigger blessing that came to me. See, you can't grab something new when you're holding on so tight to something old. Do you see what I'm saying? And it's that old saying that you can't get to this shore without losing the sight of that one, right? You got to swim. You got to go through that time. And you got to be able to be okay when things don't work out exactly the way you planned them. Like this year's school. Give me a second. I'll touch base on that. My phone's blown up. People want to know what happened to today's guest. Today's guest is supposed to be Holly O'Connell. She is the founder of A Path to Hope. And she's been a guest. She's a friend of the show. She's been a guest before. She's a fantastic lady that has a great story of empowering, and she's blazing a trail for so many. And I blew it up all over social media that she was going to be on today. Last minute, there were circumstances completely out of her control. She was apologizing up and down because, A, she felt like, you know, she wasn't able to follow through with being here today. And she also felt like she let all of you down. So, a couple notes on that. I told her, don't worry about it. I do day-long, weekend-long seminars. I can handle a 45-minute radio show, A. And B, you didn't let anybody down. She's just beginning to lift people up. I don't even think she realizes the impact that she's making yet of how big of a ripple in the ocean of life. And she will be on this show. Now, I don't know if it's going to be next week or in a couple, whatever, but Holly will be on here. And in the meantime, here's what I'd like you guys to do. I want you to check out her website. It's apathtohope.org. We're going to say that again, friends. Apathtohope.org. And she's all about mental wellness, the resources that are out there for you and the people you care about. And that is so prevalent today. And it may be going forward in the future. So why don't you go out to her website, check it out, share it if you care for it, apathtohope.org. That's Holly's story. We will be getting her in here. And as far as this show, let me tell you something. There is something really big that's going to be happening in the near future with this radio program. Oh, I'm dying to tell you. I really want to tell you. Jack, can I tell him? Can I tell him? No? Can't. All right. Jack Attack saying no. I can't tell you what it is, but I promise you that very soon in the near future, something so magnificent. So the word awesome isn't awesome anymore because it's so watered down, right? But something so freaking awesome is happening to this radio program. Yo, we just went from white belt to Bruce Lee, okay? Like for real. And when it's about to happen, when it's going to drop Get Up Army, you're going to lose your minds. We're going to the next level. So I can't wait to tell you about that. So a lot of exciting stuff for the Get Up Power Hour here. Now, talking about like how things don't always work out the way you want it to, right? So every year, I DJ for this one group. I won't say the name of the company, but they're a great, you know, I've been DJing for 20 years. I've talked about that. I do weddings and parties and bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs and grandpa's 95th birthday and the backyard barbecue and the 500 all Italian speaking corporate group in New York City and everything in between. Legit. And I love doing it because music's that one language that brings people together. You know, I have the greatest job in the planet. Wherever I go, it's literally a party. You know, it's usually for celebrations. I haven't DJed too many funerals lately. So, you know, everybody's always having a good time, right? Sometimes too good of a time. But I was supposed to do this event coming up this Friday. And I just, you know, the whole COVID, the whole pandemic. And they said, we really don't want to get all these people together in this one area, so it's not going to happen. And I said, okay. Now that didn't work out the way I wanted it to, right? But out of the blue, a brand new DJ opportunity came up for a brand new group for what would have been that time where I could have been with the other group. And I'm excited because it's a new group and it's fresh faces. And although I'm sad I can't do this event this year for my first group, I'm excited that I have an opportunity to be effective somewhere else. And that also opened me up for a few days ago where I would have to meet and just with the planning committee of this group, just kind of dot some I's and cross some T's and all that. Well, my schedule opened up and, you know, I'm usually thugging and bugging, man. I'm pretty busy. I'm not like sitting around all day on the couch thinking about, you know, what I'm going to have for my third lunch. Like we're kind of hectic in the Hayford household. And I'll tell you, it opened up, the day did. And a shout out to Johnny Heartbreaker. I'm not going to say his full name and I'm not going to say where, but a general manager of a local country club asked me if I wanted to golf with them a couple days ago. And I said, yes. And I got to, let me tell you guys something. Give you a little personal stuff here about me. Golf. So I'm 48 years old, very handsome, great dresser, competitive eater. Okay. And, I don't know. I have been playing golf only 3 years. Not very well. Like it's usually like if you strap, we're definitely missing out here. Cause if you strapped a GoPro on my head and followed me on a golf course, like we would be making millions on YouTube or something, or our own reality show is going to happen. Cause like, I'm not an idiot. Like I've learned the cadence of the game, the respect of the game, the flow of the game, for the most part, the rulings of the game. So I'm able to go and do my thing and play enough to be able to keep up with people I've been playing forever. But what I find is when you're in country clubs and in that realm of golf, most people have been playing for many, many years. So I'm definitely at a disadvantage. So I went out with a couple of these gentlemen and I was so terrible. I was just hot mess express out there. Like I donated so many balls to the wilderness and all that. And I know a lot of people are like golf, like who cares, bro? Right. But let me tell you something. It is physical. There is a lot of movement. You're constantly walking in and out, whether you're on a cart or not, jumping on, jumping off, going here, going there. You're out in the heat. So you're sweating, you're doing that. And it's kind of like being a general, like every club does something different and you're in charge of that army. You know, what are you going to do? You're going to send the archers. You're going to send the chariots. You're going to, you know, I need the chariot for this one. Give me that. So it's like this mental game where you have to be physical enough and skilled enough to make it all happen. And golf always wins. It does, but you just try not to suck. Right. But I was so bad. I was really bad the other day, but here's the deal. Like I can't be upset with the success that I didn't have from the work that I didn't put in. Right? Like I don't play golf all the time. I've only been doing it 3 years. I'm not out at the driving range every other day. So I can't expect to be good and I can't get upset about that. You know, so for all of us that are out there that aren't getting the results that we want and whatever it is, my phone's blown up. Golf is awesome. Golf sucks. Yeah. There's a lot of listeners. All right. Well, you know, as far as for me, I try to get better every time, but here's the thing, like seriously, for the people that are out there that, you know, you may not be getting certain results that you want in life or that you desire in life, or you may not find yourself in a position of success. I think it's time to step back and analyze. Like, I know exactly why I suck in golf. It's because I haven't put the time into golf. Like, why would I be good otherwise? One of the guys I was playing with, he wasn't trying to be a jerk. This is literally what he said to me. And I like the guy. I like the guy. He said to me, he goes, hey, Mark, have you ever played baseball? I mean, it was a serious question. It wasn't like, you know, breaking my shoes or anything. I said, yeah, I played baseball from Little League, like all the way to my senior year in high school. So, I played every position except pitcher and first base. I primarily loved being a catcher, you know, so all through high school, I was the catcher. That's probably my knees are so wrecked and one of the reasons. And he said, oh, well, what about hockey? Did you ever play hockey? And I said, well, I did lots of street hockey when I was a kid for years and years, like the middle school age, even early into high school, like lots of street hockey. That's what we did. The back streets of Jersey. You know, you'd be playing, eight of us, you know, it's so cold, like the boogies coming out of your nose freeze, you know, and you hear car, and then you pick up the net, you get out of the way, car goes by, and game, drop the puck again. Yeah, like man, I played baseball, I played hockey, and he looked at me and he said, I'm surprised you don't have better hand-eye coordination. Bro, just shoot your shot. Don't worry about my game. I'll find my ball in the woods over here. It's a tough game. Sun was in my eyes. It was cloudy. Pulled a hamstring. Leave me alone. And I don't know, man. So we're doing that. And, you know, it was one of these things where I asked him later, this one guy, I said, how long have you been playing? He was really good, like pretty automatic. Like all the shots were like mine kind of go, bam, and they're like off trees and taking out baby hawks and stuff. Like that would be his one or two bad shots of the day. So I said, how long have you been playing? He says, oh, and the guy was older than me. He says, I've been playing 48 years. 48 years playing golf. And that's when it occurred to me. He literally has been playing as long as I have been living. Like I was probably in utero the first time he picked up a pitching wedge. Okay. So, you know, for all of us who are, again, not achieving what you want to achieve, where you want to be, take a breath, pat yourself on the back, relax, give yourself more credit. You know, it's a marathon. It's not a sprint. Maybe take a look in the mirror, analyze what you need to do to get better. What'd Bruce Lee say? Right? Bruce Lee. Right? Yeah, Bruce Lee. He says, I fear not the man who did 10,000 kicks once. I fear the man who did one kick 10,000 times. It's repetition, man. You want to win, you got to roll up the sleeves. You got to get repetition. Well, that's such a tangent about golf and why it can change your life. But it's true. And, you know, Let's talk about changing life. We're talking about opportunities. We're talking about new beginnings. We're talking about things maybe not necessarily working out the way that you want them to when you want them to. It's not how life works all the time, right? You know, you don't always get lucky, although I do find that the harder I work, the luckier I get. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this. We're turning the corner. Weather's starting to change. Fall's coming. There's a lot of people that are either looking at, they're either looking at, what are they doing with their kids for school? There's a lot of kids looking at, what am I doing for school? There's a lot of parents that are like, you know, okay, it's a whole thing. So here's a couple suggestions, first of all. For those who have children, or for, I know that there's a lot of young people who listen to this show, actually, which is pretty freaking dope. Here's the deal. If it's this cyber, like what we're talking about, As we're going to all be home. We did the cyber experience in the Hayford house. Yes, we did. It was not a pretty year when we did all three kids at cyber school. Because I don't think we were prepared for it. But now we've had some time to brace for impact and prepare, right? So here's some suggestions that I think could be helpful going into this year. I think it's communication amongst all the people living together in your dwelling about what the expectations are, what the scheduling could be, how the flow should go. No emotion, just on paper. These are the pros, these are the cons, this will work, this wouldn't, what about this suggestion? Just getting it all out there, being emotionally mature enough to have that conversation. And then planning. You know, for the older kids that drive, like maybe getting friend groups for different days to rotate houses, to get out in small groups, to go to that Starbucks if you can go in it. You know, whatever it is, to just get out, to be active, to do stuff. For those with younger kids, may, or and older, both, talked about the benefits of physicality so much on the show. My head football coach. I'll bring me to that in a second. But, you know, it's how about some outdoor physical activities, planning stuff, no matter what it is, whether it's a game or whether it's anything, to just get the vitamin D out there on your face, to move around, to sweat a little bit. That's important, especially for kids, all the hormones and the growth and the things. You know, and so look, as a head football coach, the PIAA, they are having their meeting, big meeting tomorrow out here in Pennsylvania, and they're going to talk about whether there are high school sports and middle school sports and what's allowed and what's not allowed. The governor of this state suggested that he doesn't think it's a good idea. I'm not looking for suggestions. I'm not looking for thoughts. I'm not looking for opinions. I want rules. What can we do? What can't we do? And we're going to find out tomorrow. At least we'll get closer to it. And here's the thing. No matter what the outcome is, whether it's something we do want or something we don't want, something that we're hoping for, something we don't, there are positives and negatives in all of it. And I challenge you to find them. Because that's how life works in any situation. If there is no football, I am so sorry for those seniors. But there's always a bigger purpose. There's always a bigger reason. And if you're anyone else but a senior, you got another year to heal up, grow, rest, chalk talk, watch film, get bigger, invest in yourself. You just bought yourself more time to become a better version of who you are right now. There are so many topics I just hit on right now. I got to take a break, man. I got to take a break. When we come back from this quick break, I want to bring Jack on because we were having a discussion about social media. So whether you have kids or don't have kids, I want to talk about that. He was mentioning something that he's going to be doing soon. So I want to shine some light on that. And I want to talk about attitude. I want to talk about confidence. I want to talk about how that could blend and does not and should not blend into ego, because ego will get you hurt. But you need some confidence these days. You need some attitude, some swagger right now more than ever. And we're going to dive into this when we come back right here on the Get Up Power Hour. I'm Mark Hayford, and you're listening to 1520 WCHE. Watchie. At you like broken toes at the ballet, baby. This is the Get Up Power Hour. I'm Mark Hayford, and you are part of the Get Up Army, listening to the greatest hour of radio when you're talking mindset, attitude, positivity. Forget about it. We got it covered. You know what I don't have covered? I completely don't have my face covered. I forgot to wear a mask when I was driving here.
We got a glass, though. We're all right.
Well, yeah, it's Jack Attack. He's working the board today here at WCHE, which, yeah, we got this giant glass in front of us. Like, you could spit at me and I'd be fine because you can't.
Yeah.
It's like when you go to the bank and they got the bulletproof drive-through windows.
Nothing can break this glass here.
Nothing. We're safe like Fort Knox here at WCHE. But I was driving here and I forgot my mask and I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? So I found a scarf in our truck and I wrapped it around my face and I looked like a 95-year-old Polish woman wandering the streets of northern New Jersey somewhere. Jersey! Hey, I got to give a quick shout out to Whitford Hills Auto in Exton because they are hooking up my truck right now. And I want to give all the full support and love to Brad, Matt, and the boys that are putting their hands on my beautiful, bodacious vehicle right now. And I wish them well because that wishes me well. So go ahead, boys. Go get it. Good luck. You'll need it. All right. Whitford Hills Auto. I love them, man. Seriously, if you get, like, I got to tell you, man, my kids, my wife, we all go there. Our friends are going there now because these guys just give top-notch service. Whitford Hills Auto and Exton, any car issues, like, they deal with it. They take care of it. They never, ever, ever had me question anything. I just feel safe going there. I love it. Brad, Matt, ask for them. All right, yo. So before we hit the break, Jack, before we started the show, actually, we were talking about current events and things that are going on and the mindset of people right now. So first of all, what's today's special day?
Today is National Radio Day, the best national day there is by far.
National Radio Day, baby. And how perfect is it that we are here together on the radio?
Yeah.
I love it.
It's weird. I feel like I'm always like somewhere on the radio on National Radio Day. It just works out that way.
Well, you're
pretty lucky.
Jack Attack is the hardest working man in radio today. He doesn't stop. I don't know if he sleeps or how and when he does, but he goes
out. I get a few hours in there once in a while.
You're in there. You're like Bree, the perennial millennial, the Duchess of Danger. She's like the yin to your yang here at WCHE. Same thing. That these two just get at it and don't stop. But National Radio Day, you're on the Get Up Power Hour. Let me ask you something. You told me that you're going to be doing something. What are you doing and why?
This has kind of been a long time coming, like especially with it being an election year. I'm going to take a break from social media. There's just too much negativity. It's all just both sides, like complaining about everything. Even people I like I like these people, and I always want to keep liking these people. I just got to unplug, and I realize there's more to life than politics.
Yeah, it's been getting dicey, man. And I choose to scroll and do things. And like I said at the top of the show, man, I'm Facebook, I'm Insta, I'm all over the place, right?
Yeah.
And look, what we were talking about with this, like some people choose to unplug, and that's cool. You know, we all need a mental detox at times. I want to put this out there for people. This is not a political show. I have never, ever, in the history of ever, seen two people have a discussion over politics.
Yeah.
And at the end of that discussion, one person looks at the other and goes, you know what? You're right. I never thought about that. And then, like, that's it. Like, I've just never seen it. So, like, just be kind out there, people. And I think something else we talked about was, you know, it's easy on social media when everybody's, you know, fabulous and living in a filter and everything's great all the time.
It's highlight reel. That's all it is.
You're comparing your backstage with their onstage performance, their highlight reel, you know, and it sucks. And we need to not do that. And we need to be mindful of that. We need to just remind ourselves that it's not like, I want to see the scar. I want to see, you know, the non-filter. I want to see the wrinkles. I want to see all this stuff. I want to see authenticity. That's what I want to see. I think we deserve real. I think you deserve it. I think we all need to start treating each other better, and I think we need to start being more real with each other and ourselves. And social media could be used for such a powerful tool. I mean, that's all. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
And you do a nice job with it. Like my biggest problem was like it would be like my Facebook would be on my phone. I'd be logged in on my computer. I just subconsciously go there like without thinking of it. And now I'm trying to like wean myself away from that. Like I'm even logging out of it on my computer and stuff in my phone just so I don't and then see something like that just riles me up. And then before you know it, it almost ruins. I don't let it ruin my day, but like, you know, sometimes it's just tough to, that feeling when you see some stuff, it just gets to you a little bit.
Well, and this is where the magic happens here, right here in the Get Up Power Hour, because you completely and accidentally, because I have bullet point notes here in front of me about what I wanted to talk about, and you literally just opened the segue when you said subconsciously. And this is what I want to talk to you guys about. I mean, this gets deep, bro. This is what we're taught right now. It's scientifically proven. You know, you could say study say or study show, and then you could say whatever you want after study show. But it is. It's scientifically proven that 5% of our brain is run by the conscious mind, and 95% of our brain is running all by our subconscious mind. It's all these programs and everything that are running in that we've been.
I remember you talked about that last week. Like you drive somewhere, you don't know how you got there. You're just so used to it.
Just kind of showed up, but you didn't kind of show up. Your subconscious mind was working when you weren't. It works 24/7, 365 every single day of your life. And, you know, here's the thing. And I want to tell you guys a story. I got stories for days, baby. And this is the premise. This is my mission. This is, we're talking about the attitude. We're talking about ego. We're talking about confidence. And I want to talk about how you can improve everything that's going on right here. It's something where if you want to improve your life, you are literally in charge of this, guys. Here's the deal. Your attitude, you heard attitude is everything. I devoted a whole chapter of this in Light Up the Darkness, an entire chapter on attitude. And attitude's different than mindset. Those are two different things. A lot of people get them confused. But when we're talking about attitude, okay, your attitude is everything. And I want to ask you to stop for a second. And I want you just to think to yourself, what type of person are you? Are you the type of person that is negative, toxic maybe, half empty? Or are you the type of person that is positive, healthy, and half full? Now, here's the thing. It's work. It's work. It's definitely personal growth. It's self-help. It's a multi-billion dollar industry from Tony Robbins and all the way down. There's a lot out there that you can lean into to lift yourself up and lift others up. And I'm going to tell you, a healthy attitude opens doors. And a positive attitude opens doors. And it can change your life. It literally can. I'm speaking in literal terms. It can change your life.
It's interesting you say that. About 2 years ago or so, and for a while, I just kind of always go through the day, oh, what's going to happen? But lately, the past year or so, I've just kind of had a thought of each day, what could go right today? There's a lot of good things that could happen today.
What can go right?
Yeah, that's a complete game changer for me. I felt
so much, dude. When you wind up, you know, too many. You got to focus on what you want, guys. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Emerson said, "A man is what he thinks all day long." Right. So, what are you thinking about yourself? What are you telling yourself? If you want to know what's running in your subconscious mind right now, I'm gonna. You want the secret? You heard the book, The Secret. You saw the movie. So I'm going to give you the freaking secret right now. You ready for the secret? Here's the secret. If you want to know what programs you have, if you want to know what's running in your subconscious mind, basically running you day to day, step back, no emotion, take a look at your life, your successes, your wins, your problems, your losses, they're all yours. And they are caused by the programs that you have running. The good news is you can change these programs. But it takes repetition. It takes work. It takes leaning into it. You know, it's interesting. I haven't eaten meat in like a year and a half, right? But when I did, it's very hard to deny that Chick-fil-A is not awesome. Chick-fil-A is so good, right? And I read a book years ago from the founder of Chick-fil-A. I believe his first name's kind of funky. It's like Estru Cathy. Mr. Cathy. Mark Cathy is the third generation that's, I believe, the owner now of Chick-fil-A, if I got that right. But Chick-fil-A, if you've ever gotten to Chick-fil-A, and for those of you that are live streaming that may not be in the U.S. because we have fans outside our country and all that and West Coast, Chick-fil-A was legit the first ever created chicken sandwich, I believe in 1940-something, 52, something like that. So when the world was black and white, literally another planet ago, Chick-fil-A was the first chicken sandwich. Now it's like the norm, okay? And they have their own special recipe and all that. And if you ever go to a Chick-fil-A, whether you're going through the drive-thru or you're at the counter, once you pay, they give you your receipt. Do you know what they say?
They say...
What do they say?
I know it. It's just,
you know this.
My pleasure.
There you go.
Now you're inspiring me to go get Chick-fil-A.
I'm here for the people. Mark Hayford, a man of the people and a get up power. My pleasure. That's what they say. My pleasure. And it actually...
they never have not said my pleasure out of all the times I've gone to Chick-fil-A.
I believe...
Never, have not.
I believe if they don't say my pleasure, then your meal's free, I think.
Wow.
I'm not sure about that.
I hope they don't today.
Yeah. Hope it's unpleasurable. No. But it's funny, too, because when they say my pleasure, you never really get a my pleasure. Like you're, you know, like they hate you. It's like my pleasure. And what's interesting is there's one particular Chick-fil-A in Chester County I'm thinking of where Catty Corner across the street, and I won't say the name of it, but it's another fast food restaurant. I don't want to say competitor, but sort of, maybe, kind of. And you know who these restaurants are. And you pull up to them. We're talking fast food genre. You order what you order. And you know, they're rushing you through. Is that it? Is that it? Is that all? Anything else? Anything else? Oh, pull ahead. They throw the receipt back at you. You could just tell the energy. It's like a lower vibration. Like they hate your guts for existing and pulling up and wanting whatever you want because you're interrupting them from scrolling on whatever crap they're reading on their phone. That, okay? So those types of so attitude. Yeah, my pleasure. You got that'll be $13.95. Pull around. Okay. Now, here's what's interesting. When I look at these two restaurants, that Chick-fil-A is always hashtag author with a double negative coming. Never not full with a line wrapped around the building. Never. It's always. And the place across the street's like freaking crickets.
And the Chick-fil-A is always. You're always in and out of that line in 5 minutes, too.
Fast, bro. They're a machine.
20 cars, you're out in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, they work it. It's insane. And, you know, the founder, Estru Cathy, was interviewed one time, and I read this in his book. I love studying successful people and seeing what they do and how they interact and what do they think and dream and listen to and talk to and how do they sleep and eat and all that. And he talked about, they asked him in this interview, they said, how do you train your people to be so friendly? And he said his response was he was baffled and humored at the same time because his answer was something along the lines of like, we don't hire people and train them to be friendly. We hire friendly people to be trained. And then we teach them. So it's all about culture. It's all about attitude, right? And, you know, look, Einstein said it. He said, the more the knowledge, the lesser the ego. The lesser the knowledge, the more the ego, right? So it's about having a good attitude. It's about being confident, but not being egotistical. Now, I'm gonna share something with you guys that I haven't talked about before. When I come in here to do this radio show, I don't just show up. No. I expect to knock it out of the park every week. I just do. When I go DJ somewhere, when I go before I step on a field or in a locker room to coach, when I'm about to give, you know, to speak for a group, whether it's on a Zoom or I step up to the podium in the good old days of 2019, or I go in front of a crowd or I do whatever, or back when I was in pro wrestling and I would step in a ring, like there's something running through my mind. What's running through my mind is, and not just the moment I'm about to do it, but the whole time going up to it, here's what's running through my mind. I am the baddest dude on the planet.
That's a really great like feeling to have. Like I know what you're talking about too. Like going into a situation knowing you're in control of, and you know what's expected.
If you walked up to a sea captain and you said, "Are you all right? You look seasick," he would go, and he'd laugh it off.
And plus, I think you talked about a couple of weeks ago, like a doctor. They're about to perform a heart surgery or something, and they're not worried. Like you may be.
I'd be terrified if I had to perform open heart surgery on someone. But an open heart surgeon, just that's what they do.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They just go to work, right? So when it's time to go to work, you literally can talk yourself into winning. You're a fan of the show, Jack. You're talking about what we did 3 weeks ago. I love it. Jack Attack. Yo, so I'm telling you, we're coming towards the tail end of the show here. Now, I told you my third book, Light Up the Darkness. I'm so happy, by the way. I finally got, I sold out of all my, so many people have reached out to me and said that they wanted signed copies. You know, we can get on Amazon. That's great. But we want a signed copy. So I have author copies and then I sign them and I ship them out. If you guys want your signed copy of Light Up the Darkness, hit me up, reach out to me, text me, hit me on social media, whatever. And I'll get it out because I just got the brand new. So I'm holding Light Up the Darkness in my hand. And it's the first author copy I've had in about 2 weeks because I literally have not had my own book in my house, which has been unbelievable because everybody bought them all. So, but I have a new batch. And I want to tell you a quick story that I went over in the chapter Attitude in light up the darkness. And I think this is something that is going to just... When I dropped my first book, Get Up, Get Up went number one on Amazon. I never took a formal writing course. I went to college for about 4 minutes. I, you know, just never really wrote professionally, never for a newspaper, never had a blog, never did articles, but I wrote this book and I dropped it out there and you guys soaked it up in 4 hours. 4 hours. Get Up, Encouraging You to Attack Life went number one in Amazon in the self-help category nonetheless. It leapfrogged Gary Vaynerchuk. It leapfrogged Jack Canfield. It disrupted the entire top 10. And just like that, literally overnight, from the time that I released it on Amazon, did a quick Facebook Live and said, hey guys, it's out, go, green light. To when I went to bed midnight that night, because I was doing all kinds of stuff. I try not to go to bed that late, but that night was crazy. And I peeked at the computer and I was stunned. I couldn't believe what I saw. Best-selling author. Like I got goosebumps. Like that never gets old. And I've been able to pleasurably live that 3 times now with the latest book, Light Up the Darkness. But I wrote about this in Light Up the Darkness. When Get Up went number one, what do? You go on a book tour, you speak. And I thought it would be so cool to go to this one place that's right in my backyard where I have a friend who is a local author that suggested it. They said, oh yeah, go to this store, ask for this manager. They'll get you right in and you know, you can, we'll set it up. It'll be great. Awesome. I went in. I absolutely name dropped. Yes, I did. I said, hey, I'm friends with so-and-so and they suggested I come in. This manager of this store who will remain unnamed in Chester County, Pennsylvania, this bookstore owner couldn't have been ruder to me. Shook her head and said to me, no one will read this, and handed it to me. Now, I like being a master novice. I know what I know, but I don't know everything. And that's, you know, again, lose the ego, friends, right? Check it at the door. Ego does not serve you. Good attitude does. Confidence does. But this lady says, no one would buy this book, and I'm not going to put it in here. And I said, well, why? And she said, just not the right style. It's this, it's that, whatever she said. I said, okay. So I took my book and walked out. And I realized two things. Number one, she literally judged a book by its cover, literally. And two, she just said no to a number one best-selling Amazon self-help book and the guy that wrote it. So I walked out. And then I went to another place in Chester County. I'll tell you it's in Chester County because it doesn't exist anymore. Because so much is predicated on mindset and attitude. And I walked in this store and I walked up to the girl with blue hair and glasses. And I don't wear glasses unless they're for the sun and I don't have any hair, so let alone blue hair. So I was pretty intrigued and I wanted to know like, okay, I said, hey, I'm looking to do the book thing. And, you know, I know you guys have authors in here and I'm a brand new author and wonk, wonk, wonk. And she's like, well, we're closing in a couple of weeks. I said, oh, what do you mean? She goes, the store's going out of business. Big retailer. I said, oh, well, is there a manager? Can I talk to the manager? She goes, well, he's on his smoke break, but when he comes in, I said, okay. This dude comes in. He looked like he was just battered, okay? And he sat down. He was like melancholy is the word that I think of when I look at this guy. He just sits down behind the computer and he's typing in and she starts explaining to him, hey, this is Mark Hayford. He's a brand new author and he would like to do blah, 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 blah. And as she's talking, the dude's constantly shaking his head. No, I write about this in Light Up the Darkness. And he's shaking his head. No, no, what, dude? No, you don't speak English. No, you don't like the book. No, I should get out. What's no? He looked at me. He goes, well, we're going out of business in 9 days or whatever it was. I saw me like a beast locally. Tapping into everybody's networks, rallying the troops, having a great time, an awesome invitation, and having that place packed, selling it out, and having people leave there fulfilled. That's what I saw. They saw going out of business in 8 weeks or 8 days, whatever it was. You know what he suggested I do? He suggested I go back to the store that told me, go screw myself. So you know what I did? I rented a hotel. Do you know what happened? You can go to markhafer.com and you can look at what happened. Because I have a video of it. The line to sign the book was literally wrapped out of... I'm not talking hotel room like with a bed and like a sink. I'm talking the main lobby, foyer, huge opening grand ballroom. The room was packed. The line literally wrapped down the aisle, out the door, because you can't quit when it gets hard. It's going to get hard. They're going to tell you no. Are you going to keep going? You will be challenged. It gets harder when you're about to level up and you can't stop. That was 3 books ago. I'm holding my 3rd new number one book, and that's because of you guys. And I can't tell you that I love and appreciate you any more than I do, because you together, we make this journey happen. And I can promise you something. We are just getting started. You're going to get knocked down. That's why you got to get up. It's going to get dark. That's why it's a call to action to light up the darkness. These are times where we need to empower ourselves and each other. I hope you enjoyed this hour. I hope you pulled some nuggets out of this. I hope you found it beneficial and helpful from my quirky little day-to-day stories that I tie in specifically with a message for you of hope and of just this electricity in the air that you are actually in control and you can create a better future. You just got to be on purpose with it. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. I got to peace out of here because Bill Werndell, the sports chatter of Chester County, is ready to jump on. But there's big things coming for this radio show. There's big things coming for us. You just got to fight for it, and you got to go out and get it no matter what. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. Reach out to me personally if you want Light Up the Darkness. Check out markhafer.com, amazon.com. I will see you next week right here in the hot seat. Get up, Army. Go out and swing for the fence, baby. This has been the Get Up Power Hour. I'm Mark Hayford, and you're listening to 1520 WCHE.